My name is Kate Crow. I'm the 6-7 teacher at St. John's School, and this last year we started nature school in our classroom. So what that looked like was every week for 100 minutes we would head out to the same space, and that was really to create a deep connection to that space. And I think it's really important for older students because they are dealing with a mental health crisis right now, mental health concerns like we've really never seen in school, and Nature School provides a really nice way to support students in their mental health and well-being. My overall goal in starting this program was to support student mental health and well-being, and I could tell really on in the program that it was working. Students were coming with all their outdoor winter gear, which if you've ever taught 6-7 students, you know they never come with those things. So they had all their hats, their mitts, their coats, and I would see them outside of recess with none of those things on, and then they'd come for Nature School with all those things on. They were asking me about it on Mondays, you know, when we weren't having nature school till like Wednesday or Thursday. Weeks where we weren't able to get out were really hard for them in class. There was a lot more conflict, a lot more, you know, trips to see our student well-being coach, and a lot less work getting done. And, you know, the students were really having fun out there. They were grouping in groups that I would never see them in the classroom. They were silly. They were laughing. They were having fun. You know, and there was still conflicts, absolutely, because they're 11. But when that's really the focus is just to support them, there's a lot more time and space to help them work through those conflicts than there is in the classroom. So that was really helpful. Some of the activities that we ran during nature school, it varied. The first 4 weeks that we went out for nature school, we were really just looking for a classroom. So they were almost all nature walks, trying to find a space that worked for us. And then once we kind of weighed our options and we chose what we liked, then I started to kind of getting into the programming a little bit more. And I tried to balance, you know, specific curriculum-based games with more like mindfulness activities and free play and stuff that was really just student-based. So, you know, we did our whole biodiversity unit out there. We did ecosystem studies. We did, you know, survival games, which were really fun. We did a whole bunch of social studies out there. We played some games as well where we were role-playing game trappers and, you know, trading at the trading posts. And then we did some mindfulness activities like sit spots. We did some journaling. We always did sharing circles. And then there was also lots of time for free play. So, you know, sliding down our bums down big hills and throwing ourselves into, you know, deep piles of snow. And we also tried some snowshoeing, and we got really into cross-country skiing, which was great. We went a few weeks in a row. So trying to balance specific activities with more like student-based, just letting them have fun and be kids. We could talk about how we can address the specific calls to action from the Truth and Reconciliation report, probably for an entire board meeting. But I think it's really important to think about the fact that the traditional classroom setting is really a part of the colonial legacy. And so if we really want to get on the path to reconciliation, we're going to probably need to leave the classroom. And Nature School provides a really natural way to make those deep weekly connections to the Indigenous people in our communities. So I'd love to continue working with or start working with, you know, the knowledge holders in our communities, our elders, you know, because Nature School is a land-based program, but there's been land-based programming in Red Lake for many, many, many years. And so it's really an opportunity to learn from those knowledge holders and those elders in our community. And, you know, as educators, we are mentioned a lot in the Truth and Reconciliation report calls to action. And so we really need to start looking at different ways that we can really honor the Indigenous students in our classroom and really start along that knowledge journey ourselves about where we're working, you know, whose land we're on, what happened to those people, you know, and really trying to kind of understand and learn from the Indigenous people in our community and those elders. Some future goals for the program I have are like to create a specific action plan to look at the, you know, how we're going to address specific calls to action from the Truth and Reconciliation report and really come up with kind of a roadmap that I can follow. I would like to make more connections with the Indigenous groups in our community, work with elders and knowledge holders. I would like to continue Nature School for more classes if we could. I think everyone needs to get away from tech and needs to be physically active and develop their physical literacy and the confidence that comes with that. And I think all of those things happen at Nature School. I would like to choose a classroom where we could kind of leave logs as seats or something like that a little bit more. We could leave some things there. And I would really just like for Nature School to be taken, you know, as seriously as regular classroom time, and for us to continue to build it into our weeks and really focus on focusing on our students for, you know, one block a week that they are number one. And, you know, you can still fit in curriculum because you absolutely can, but their mental health and well-being is really the focus of that time, because they definitely know that that's what we're focusing on, and they could tell, and they really, really, I think, appreciated it. And I would really like to see the program expand a little bit more.